Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become the children of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what he was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by nature, nor by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by humans, by man's decision, but of God. And the wisdom and the word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us, and he saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was one of whom I said, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. From this fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He became man. He took our human nature. So his word comes from the Lord, but with a human frequency. So it's not abstract, it's very concrete. Whatever Jesus says on earth, it's just for us. We can put in practice every word he said. He knows how we are, so it's not abstract. For example, Jesus said, "Love one another as I love you." So we know what is love. But our egoism, many times, this love is hidden. We have to ask the Lord to open our heart, to open to him, that he heals us, that he open our heart so that we can love the way he loved. In our supper he said, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I love you." Jesus now is unconditional. Jesus now is always the first one to love. That's still Jesus. There we are weak. We don't know how to do. Just tell Jesus how we are and ask him to guide us, to teach us, to carry us, step by step.